President Bush met yesterday with NATO Secretary General George Robertson, trying to strengthen the alliance's commitment to the use of force in disarming Iraq's dictator, Saddam Hussein. The U.S. has been at odds with some members of NATO over the provision of certain defensive weapons to Turkey, the only NATO member that borders Iraq. Some members thought the United States was pushing the alliance too hard in its eagerness for a military solution, and that caused Robertson to reverse an old observation that a former British Prime Minister once made about Americans.
It reminded me of Winston Churchill, whose bust is over there, who once famously said of the United States of America, "The United States can always be counted on to do the right thing after it's exhausted every other alternative." Well, you can say exactly the same thing about NATO, but when we get there, we're strong, and we stand for the values that unite a great alliance.
Defensive aid for Turkey seems to have been resolved in recent days, but there remains the issue of financial aid from the U.S. to Turkey. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
Does the timing of George Robertson's meeting with the president mean the U.S. is close to going to war?
Well, it means another important piece of the pie is in place. That is the assurance to Turkey that it will be protected should Iraq attack Turkey once a war starts. Robertson, after that Oval Office meeting last night, said there's strong evidence such an attack would occur, so that NATO needs to step up. And NATO will be deploying AWACS aircraft and Patriot missiles and biological and chemical defense equipment to Turkey. Now, as for the separate question of whether or not the U.S. will be able to use Turkish bases and use Turkey as a staging area in a war, that's separate from the NATO stuff. That's between the U.S. and Turkey, and it's tied up in economic negotiations right now.
France, Germany, and Belgium don't want to help Turkey get ready to defend itself. How were those objections circumvented?
U.S. diplomats went around France, basically, by referring the question of Turkish aid to NATO's Defense Planning Committee. It's a committee within NATO, and that committee does not include France. The French have not been a member of that committee since 1966. They got off voluntarily. So they did not have a say in it all of a sudden. As for Germany and Belgium, they dropped their objections to the question of Turkish defense aid when they got a commitment that the U.S. would continue efforts within the United Nations to get support for any action against Iraq. That's the work toward that second U.N. resolution that's underway right now.
The price for Turkey's help in this war seems to be several billion dollars more than the United States wants to pay Turkey.
Exactly. The U.S. has offered something like, though the U.S. isn't confirming these numbers, something like $26 billion. That's a combination of grants and loan guarantees and the like. And the Turkish government wants more than $30 billion. So there's a $5, $6 billion gap right there. Certainly, it feels like it's ripe for a compromise, and these things are usually worked out. Though the U.S. has said, Ari Fleischer, the president's press secretary yesterday, said that you can view the U.S. offer as a final offer. The U.S. has to make a decision on this soon or make other plans if it can't use Turkish bases. So he says this is not going to be negotiated much further. The concern on Turkey's part, of course, is that a majority of Turks are not in favor of a U.S.-led war against Iraq. So it's not surprising that they want to see a significant amount of money and that promise up front.
If the U.S. gets a deal with the Turks and lands troops and weapons there, is that going to strain relations with other NATO countries?
Not necessarily. It's been pretty clear the U.S. never intended this to be a NATO exercise in Iraq anyway. It wasn't going to turn over leadership of this operation to anyone. What the debate within NATO does make clear, clearer than ever really, to the United States, is that it never was going to get the kind of consensus within the NATO alliance for a war with Iraq, even if it wanted it. So what the Bush administration is doing here, it's dealing directly with individual NATO member states. NATO has kind of been referred to as a toolbox, and the United States will take from NATO just the tools it needs when it needs them. And as it relates to Iraq, individual NATO countries will contribute what they can. But again, they'll do it as individual countries.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.